Om Shri Sai Ram. Dearest Bhagwan, right from the time we were toddlers to this day, you have been our guardian, guide and goal. You initiated and nurtured in us the gift of music throughout this journey. It is this music that calms the mind, uplifts the state of being and awakens the spirit. Music is the universal elixir that transcends all boundaries and limitations. Today, we, your children from the Brindavan Brass Band, offer a musical presentation at your lotus feet. Swami, please conduct us such that our lives are in sync with the rhythm of your melody so that we create the perfect symphony. For all that you have done for us, Swami, we have just one thing to say. We love you, Swami. We love you.
Thank you. Om Shri Sai Ram. Dearest Swami, your Vrindavan campus celebrates 50 glorious years of love and learning. We, the students of Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Vrindavan campus, present before you a drama entitled Sant Tulsi Das.
To bother my dear Narad's mind. Narad, won't you tell your Lord what the matter is?
Narayan, Narayan. Oh, Narayan, you best know the mind more than the mind knows itself. But Prabhu, this one question of mine remains oblivious to any answers.
And may I ask what that one question is?
Oh Narayan, Manav is ever engaged in a battle to restrain his capricious mind. How then can he tread the path of Dharma while corrupt forces are unrelenting in their attack? When will this punishing play end, my lord?
To understand the end, let us gain an insight into the beginning. Love. I was pure love, and I had to separate myself from myself to continue loving myself. And hence, I manifested this love in the form of matter, ever changing and unconscious of time, asat and achit. But
what, my lord?
My love required life, and thus I created this enchanting world of plants and animals. Even after this wonderful journey of creation, I wasn't happy. There was something amiss, and thereby I added to the story of evolution a final chapter, which made me create the crest jewel of my creation, man.
Narayan, Narayan, pardon this poor doubtful mind, but I still fail to understand the purpose of man's advent. What is man's destiny?
Man's destiny is to reach me. This is the supreme destination. This is the beautiful journey from Manav to Madhav.
Whose journey are you referring to, my lord?
The journey of Sant Tulsi Das.
Shri Ram Sita Ram Bhaja Bhaja Man Sada Shri Ram. Shri Ram Sita Ram Bhaja Bhaja Man Sada Shri Ram. Man sada Shri Ram, Shri Ram Sita Ram Bhaj Bhaj Man sada.
Kya jati,
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 kya jati, kya jati, kya jati.
Oh Guruji, don't be deceived by all these seemingly innocent looks. This young boy has stolen our Lord's idol.
Hand him over to us, Guruji. We will take care of him.
I have done nothing wrong, Guruji. Please believe me.
We want to avenge the insult. We want the kid suitably punished.
What is the matter?
The kid has stolen Lord Ram's idol and intends to sell it. The utter disrespect must be punished, Guruji.
The idol is mine. It was the priest who stole it from me.
What praise and lies! Calling the priest a thief! This is blasphemous!
Guruji, you are aware that it is with the name of Lord Ram on my lips that I seek alms every day. One day, despite my prayers, I got no alms. So in tears I broke down under the tree. When I woke up, I saw the idol was enclosed in my arms.
The charm and divine effulgence a testimony to his innocence.
Guruji, you are sheltering a habitual sinner. Being a Brahmin, he dines with the members of the lower caste.
He has always treated our scriptures with disdain.
Fie on you, for you speak of God, yet you differentiate among people. You appall me as human beings. Your conceptions make even the beast look tame and sociable. You dare not harm this boy. For his protection is my duty. Ever since his childhood, he has always been devoted to the lotus feet of his Ram.
I have no one whom I can call mine in this world, Guruji. You are the only one who has protected me, shown me any love. Please keep me with you, Guruji. I am willing to do whatever you ask of me.
Ram bola, do not harbor such feelings in your tender heart. In this world, we are all bound by the chains of mine and thine. Be it when you're happy or sad, the only friend who will be a constant companion is Lord Ram.
Please put me on the right path, Guruji.
Beta, people like you need not put your faith in me. Your hearts that are vibrant with devotion will help you navigate your journey.
ಗಣಪತಿ ಜಗವಂದನ ಗಾಯಿಯೇ ಗಣಪತಿ ಜಗವಂದನ ಶಂಕರ ಸುವನ ಭವಾನಿ ನಂದನ ಗಾಯಿಯೇ ಗಣಪತಿ ಜಗವಂದನ
ವಾಟ್ ಅ ಮೆಲೋಡಿಯಸ್ ವಾಯ್ಸ್ ರಾಂಬುಲಾ ದ ಲವ್ ಇನ್ ಯೋರ್ ಸಾಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಪಾಲ್ಪಬಲ್ ಯುಆರ್ ಪೈನಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ will definitely take you closer to him.
Guruji, what else should a man strive for if not the Lord? For me, there is nothing as important.
Your words reflect your innocence. You seem to be oblivious to the allurements and enticements of life. But when you come of age, you will realize that things are not the same as you think they are.
Guruji, for quite some time, I have been wondering if I could ask you for something.
Never be afraid to speak your mind. Ask me, what is it that you want?
Given my past, having a name was not the most important thing. But I do feel incomplete, for I am the only one without a name.
Forgive me, Beta. It is a mistake on my part. I should have been sensitive to such a basic need of yours. What shall we call you? A man must live up to the meaning of his name. And you, Rambola, will bear a name which will be a testimony to your conduct. I name you Tulsi. It exists just like any one of us. But it cleanses us of our impurities and brings sanctity and piety to the households.
Guruji, these shoulders of mine may not be able to bear such heavy expectations.
Tulsi, you are one of us, but never become one like us. You have to lead us all to divinity.
Please guide me, Guruji.
Of course I will. But ultimately, the contours of our life have been shaped by the master craftsman. All we have to do is give ourselves to him while he decides what is best for us. But for that to happen, we must make ourselves worthy of him.
Shri Ram Sita Ram
Years rolled by, and the small sapling blossomed into a beautiful tulsi, bringing effervescence and enlightenment all around him.
What is this you are writing, Tulsi Bhaiya?
This is a poem that I have written.
दया धर्म का मूल है, पाप मूल अभिमान, तुलसी दया ना छोड़िए जब तक घट में प्राण।
वाह तुलसी भैया वाह, तुलसी भैया दिस इज ग्रेट। नाउ आई टू कैन अंडरस्टैंड द ग्लोरी ऑफ अवर लॉर्ड।
व्हाट आर यू टू डूइंग हियर?
तुलसी भैया हैज रिटन अ पोएम इन माय लैंग्वेज।
गिव इट टू मी। दया धर्म का मूल है, पाप मूल अभिमान, तुलसी दया ना छोड़िए जब तक घट में प्राण। What kind of a poem is this? People of our social standing who study in the language of the gods should not write in the language of the common man. Have you no shame, Tulsi? This is outrageous. There could be no greater act of perfidy to the society of the learned.
What happened, Ravi Bhaiya? Why are you harping on about sins? I don't think it is a sin to write in one's own language. Let's not demean our native languages.
This language is not mine, for this is no language of the pundits. It is the language of animals. This is not a poem. It is dirt.
Yes, this is dirt.
Reciting poems in this language contaminates the very sound itself.
What are you doing, Ravi Bhaiya? Give me back my poem.
Be careful, for if you don't make amends and revert back to our time-honored traditions, then as the prefect of this ashram and the custodian of its invaluable goodwill, generated by our great master, the incomparable Narhari Das.
What happened to the goodwill of this ashram, Ravi? You seem to be concerned about something of undeniably great importance.
Guruji, it appalls me that I must convey such disturbing news. For a student of the stature of Tulsi, it is disturbing indeed that he has, for unjustifiable reasons, begun writing poems in the low language of the Hoi Polloi.
Did you write this poem?
Yes, I did. But I promise this is the last one of its kind. I'm sorry, Guruji. I did not mean to hurt you.
Sweet Tulsi, you preempt what I have got to say. This is indeed a remarkable beginning that you have made. Poetry should be written in a language that everyone can understand.
Even I can understand.
But Guruji, this is written in Avadhi.
What is the use of poetry that cannot be understood? The purpose of such poetry is to bring the devotee closer to the Lord, and not impress upon the masses the erudition of the pundits. Tulsi, your poem is suffused with meaning. The constant pursuit of this path will lead you to great heights one day.
It is all your mercy, Guruji. For the luminosity of the moon is because of the generosity of the sun, and not on account of the brilliance of the moon. Whatever I am today, it is all because of you.
Tulsi, this evening you lead the prayer. Let it be an outpour from the heart and not from the mind.
A gift for humanity. His voice has unleashed a torrent of love in my heart. Narhari Das, in the last 1 hour, I have experienced something out of this world. The disciple of yours, who led the evening prayers today, what devotion he inspires. What sweetness in his voice.
Tulsi is God sent. We humans cannot add to his glory. He will guide us towards the divine.
Narhari Das, could I ask you something as a friend? I have a daughter of marriageable age. I had come seeking the hand of Ravidat. But after seeing Tulsi Das, I feel that there cannot be a better match for my daughter.
Pathakji, I understand. But you must realize that Tulsi is destined to scale great heights and uplift humanity. He can never belong to anyone. The constraints of marital bonding will only serve as a hindrance to his spiritual progress.
Do you believe that household life is a deterrent to spiritual progress? Lord Ram was himself a householder. Did he not set an example for the world to follow? Was it not his love for Sita that put an end to the evil in the world?
What I mean is that man
is susceptible to delusion, and matrimony can deceive him into attachment to the ephemeral. But do as you deem fit. I shall not stand in the way of your plans.
Wonderful! I could not have wished for anything better.
Guruji, what did I hear? The alliance was to be made in my favor. And yet you did not make any favorable recommendation. Instead, you have always been favoring that imposter Tulsi Das. For all my adherence to Dharma and the norms of this institution, I have been pushed to the position of an underdog.
Ravi Beta, this talk does not do justice to your learning. You are unnecessarily being competitive. Envy is a great leveler, but it levels downwards. Do not resort to envy. You are perfect in your own way, and he in his.
Please do not patronize me with your vintage diplomacy. If you have an ounce of righteousness in you, you will admit that Tulsi Das is an ignoramus who has been unduly favored by you.
Do not test the limits of my patience. Your knowledge pales in front of Tulsi's. Your hubris will be the sole cause for your downfall.
I have suffered you for too long and can take it no longer. I will come back to vindicate myself and prove that you chose an uncut stone over a polished diamond.
Narayan, what an exemplary life it is, the life of Tulsi Das, his tireless striving, forever in pursuit of attaining the supreme abode.
Narad, not every fish reaches its cove. Many get lost in the bait provided by the fisherman, and hence lose their path. In this vast journey of life, there are many such baits waiting for man to disrupt him from the path he has to adhere to.
Oh Narayan, who are those colorful spirits advancing towards Manav?
They are different baits, Narad, waiting to seek the attention of Manav and lure his mind. This is what deludes Manav from the path he has to adhere to. They come in the form of lust, anger, greed, attachment, pride and jealousy, who are always present to lure him onto their path.
Narayan, Narayan, then how will man come back to the road laid out for him?
Narad, man's body resembles a chariot. The different horses are like the different organs which make him move ahead, and the mind is the charioteer, and above all, the master charioteer is the soul. It's only when the mind is controlled by the soul that everything falls into place.
But Lord, this is what seems impossible. Man has become a slave to this mind. Chanchalam hi manaha pramadi balavat trudam. Controlling the mind is like stopping the blowing wind. But then, How can man's soul overpower his mind?
Mind is like a horse, which isn't stable even for a moment. Controlling the mind is like taming that horse. If the rider is determined, the horse finally obeys the master. Let's see how Tulsi won the battle against his mind.
Ratna, Ratna, come here.
What happened?
Where is the Ganga Jal?
It is there right in front of you.
Ratna, come here.
Again? What do you want now?
I can't find the camphor.
You're calling me unnecessarily. Everything is right in front of you. Hey Ram, what have you done? This was meant for Lord Ram.
For me, Ram and Ratna are the same.
Madman, don't be foolish. You and your convenient philosophy. Also, I have been asking you for months together. I have to visit my father who has fallen sick. Every time you say, you can go next week.
Ratna, I can't bear the thought of you going away. The downpour of rain sent the world seeking shelter, but the heart of Tulsi was on fire. He couldn't stay a moment away from his wife. Battling the deluge, wading through the river, oblivious to all harm or physical discomfort, Tulsi made his way to Ratna's house and with stealth climbed up Ratna's balcony, hanging onto a rope, only to realize that it was a poisonous snake. His mind and heart were numbed by love for his wife. The river of devotion had gone dry. He no longer was the devotee of Rama alone, for he loved Ratna even more.
My life is ruined. What were you thinking? Breaking into the house through the window? The whole village woke up thinking a thief had come home. And when the lights turned on, the thief happens to be my own husband. Unbelievable.
Why are you so upset, Ratna? When I came home, I found a note telling me that you have left for your father's house. I couldn't bear the separation, so I left immediately and...
And? You came like a knight in shining armor? How could you be so naive? I leave for one day to attend to my ailing father, and you react like this?
Ratna, this is unfair. I thought you'd be proud of me.
Proud? What has happened to you? The great disciple of Guru Narahari Das, the staunch devotee of Lord Ram. It is my fault. My fault that you have deviated, been distracted from worshipping your Lord. It is best if I go away for some time, for I have distracted you greatly.
Go away? What are you saying, Ratna? Nothing has changed.
Look at yourself. You have so much love for this bag of bones. If only you had half as much love for Lord Ram, you would have achieved liberation. Look at yourself. What has happened to you? The great disciple of Guru Narahari Das.
People like you do not put your faith in them. Your hearts that are vibrant with devotion will help you navigate your journey.
For me, Ram and Ratna are the same.
If only you had half as much love for Lord Ram, you would have achieved liberation.
Tulsi, you are one of us, but will never become one like us. You have to lead us all to divinity.
What a sin I have committed. Where did I stray, O Ram? This Tulsi can no longer bring piety and purity to millions. This body forgot the incomparable beauty of Ram and pursued a reflection of yours with gross passion. Please absolve this sinner of his sins. Save me, Ram. This body is weighed down with remorse. Forgive me, O Lord, else this Tulsi shall wilt away in the fire of shame.
What is that you desire with such fervor?
I have just one desire in my heart, and that is to see my Lord Ram.
To see Lord Ram?
Yes.
I crave for just one glance from his neck-drying face. One fleeting look is all that I pine for.
Is that the reason for all your suffering? Well, I can show you the path to Lord Ram.
To see Lord Ram? You can lead me to my Lord Ram? But who are you? And why can't I see you?
My child, don't try to find me. I reside within this tree. I had just one wish which was never fulfilled. To be freed, I must receive water from the Ganges. If you can fulfill this, I shall show you the path to Ram.
Of course, immediately.
Finally, I am free. How long have I waited for this moment?
You are indeed highly fortunate. After all, what else does a human being desire for at death? The chanting of Ram's name and water from Mother Ganga. You have got them both.
Now you must tell me. You must guide me to my Lord Ram.
Son, I am but a minor spirit living in a small tree. If I had access to the Lord, would I even be here in the first place? But I have a way. Look ahead at the royal darbar north of this place, where the Ramayana is read every evening. Once you go there, you will find our own Brahmin, who is the first to come and last to leave. He is none other than Hanuman. Find him and pray to him. After all, the path to Ram is through his most ardent and eternal devotee. Go to him. He will direct you.
Here to pray in unison to the lords and seek their blessings for the expeditious recovery of Raja Todarmal's son.
Raja Todarmal padhar rahe hain.
तदुपगत समास संधि योगम सम मधुरोपनत अर्थवाक्य बद्धम रघुवर चरितम मुनि प्रणीतम दशशिरसह च वधम निशामय अध्वम. That epic contains uncomplicated compounds, conjunctions and conjugations, and has expressive sentences that are well knit and led evenly and sweetly. And that legend pertains to the best one from Raghu's dynasty, namely Ram, and also includes the extermination of the 10-headed social evil named Ravan. And further, it is said by the sage, hence this may now be listened to.
Panditji,
your talent is unrivaled, indeed without an equal in all the three worlds.
What
clarity. How melodious it is to listen to your sweet recital.
Ravi bhaiya,
how dare you? Don't you know his name is Sri Ravidat Sharma Vidyavachaspati? What sheer impudence to address him as if...
Who are you? And what do you want?
Ravi bhaiya, are munna, don't you recognize me? I am Tulsidas.
Tulsidas? Tulsi?
What are you doing here? Your mere presence in Kashi is sacrilege to the gods. After all, this is a holy town that respects the language of the gods, Sanskrit. There is no place here for you and your lowly Avadhi poems.
What language? What Sanskrit? All we need is the language of love. Of what use is the knowledge of Ramayana if the common man too cannot understand?
My fame travels far and wide as a learned scholar. Of all people, who are you to judge me? You seem intent on disrespecting the holy language with every scandalous poem that you write, disrespecting the very manner in which it has passed down for millennia.
Ravi bhaiya, I do not doubt your intelligence, but I implore you, look beyond the past and realize that the need of the hour is rendering the story of the Lord in the common man's language. Only then can they enjoy the Lord's miracles and cherish His grace.
He makes a fair point. Should not the common man enjoy the Lord's glory?
Who said that people don't enjoy the Ramakatha in Sanskrit?
Then why did they leave, Ravi Bhaiya?
No. My master need not put up with the likes of you.
Panditji, must your thoughts be so narrow? Think of the rich culture that Sanskrit conveys. Must we be rigid with the medium and lose the message?
But am I not treating your son?
Enough. You need not bother to come here again from tomorrow. The Ramayana should be recited by a person who truly understands the essence of the scriptures.
Tulsidas, you may gloat over this victory, but remember, this city has no place, no space for you. Todarmal was an exception and not the rule. Watch and see how you shall be insulted at every step. You have won just the battle, but the war, it is mine, and I shall see to it.
You are right. If the Katha is in an ordinary language, only then can everyone understand it. I have heard you are a great poet. Why don't you narrate Lord Ram's pastimes?
I will. But first, you must take me to Lord Ram.
Me? I will take you to Lord Ram? I am a weak old man. Who do you think I am?
I know you are Hanuman. Only you, the foremost of Ram's devotees, can show me the path that leads to him.
Me? Hanuman?
Yes. Please don't hide your real form. Must I find despair at your feet as well?
Jai Hanuman Gyan Gun Sagar Kapi Sati Hunok Jagar Ram Dut Atulit Bal Dhama Anjani Putra Pavan Sutana Mahavir Vikram Bajarangi Kumati Nivar Sumati Ke Sangi Kanchan Varad Viraj Subesa Kanan Kundal Kunchit Kesa Hath Bajra Odhvaja Viraj Kanhe Munja Jani Osaje Sankar Suvan Kesari Nandan Tej Pratap Mahajag Bandan Vidyavan Guni Ati Chatur Ram Kaj Karibe को आतुर प्रभु चरित्र सुन ले को रसिया राम लखन सीता मन
बसिया।
राज तुलसीदास, your pining for Ram is soul stirring. I will direct you on the condition that once you receive Ram's darshan, you will set out to write his story for the common man.
Hanuman, I shall verily make it my mission, the chief goal of my life. Please tell me, where can I find my Ram? How long have I waited for his darshan?
Go to Chitrakoot and wait at Ram's temple. It is impossible to miss Ram. Words cannot do justice to his grace, charm and beauty. Tulsi, you must bring the glory of Lord Ram to each household in the country. Your poetry can win over stones, carving idols out of them. My brother, make every heart an altar for the Lord to reside in.
Thank you.
I must get the temple ready. Today, Sant Tulsidas is coming to make an offering. This is indeed a great day. People like him are a rarity. Their mere presence adds an ethereal aura to the gathering.
Beta, today your thirst shall be quenched. Do not mistake the oasis to be a mirage. Drink in all that he has, for there is no elixir more uplifting than that.
Hallucinating.
How much longer could I stay away? The fervor of your prayer left me with no choice.
The world means nothing to me. Having seen your splendorous visage, the world appears to be a waning shadow.
You cannot attain me without uplifting those around you. Let the fragrance of my glory waft into every heart.
Lord, merciful Lord, this is the greatest blessing a bhakta could ask for.
Jaaki rahi bhavana jaisi prabhu murat dekhi ten taisi raghu kul rit sada chali aai pran jaaye par वचन न जाए हरि अनंत हरि कथा अनंता कहहि सुनहि बहुविधि सब सं
Tulsidas, what joy I derive from being a witness to the composition of this epic. But I have come to register a protest.
O Ramadut Hanuman, please pardon me, but I had no intention of doing any wrong.
In your composition, you have made a reference to the flowers in Ashokavatika being white.
Yes, my lord. Were they not white?
No, Tulsi. They were red.
Oh, lord, I beg to differ.
Where is the question of differing, Tulsi? I have been a witness and an instrument in our lord's mission.
Hanuma, you may have been present, but your perspective was clouded by the red mist of anger. In looking through the ruby lens, everything around you became a tint of red. The flowers in Ashok Vatika were indeed white. Tulsi is correct.
Pardon me, O Lord. This servant of yours cannot tolerate those who criticize you in their ignorance. Hence, this folly of anger.
Hanuman, You are forgiven even before you ask. Love which is pure need not seek pardon. O Tulsi, let not the flood of love ever cease. Your work must inspire seeds of devotion to sprout in one and all. Work with the faith that I am with you every step of the way.
Lord Ram, your word is my command. With your grace, I shall render your sweet stories so all can derive joy and inspiration alike.
Father, our lineage has always upheld the ancient traditions. From our forefathers down to you and me, we have all earned renown as learned Sanskrit scholars. And yet, you recite Tulsidas's crude compositions. How easily you seem to give up, Father. If this goes on, our customs will be lost.
Ravi, it is immature. Nay, it is naive to talk in such narrow terms. Actually, it shocks me how you easily seem to forget that you're a grown-up man. I still see the young and bumbling son whom I had sent to Gurukul.
I hope you're playing some funny game here, Father. How can you possibly support Tulsidas's lowly renditions of the story of the Lord? Everywhere I go, all I hear is Tulsidas this, Tulsidas that, and that too in my own house. Unbelievable.
In your house? Beta, the last I recall, this still remains my house. And as for Tulsidas, I have seen him up and close. Rama's life flashes in his eyes when he sings his verses. What devotion he inspires.
It is the same everywhere. Everyone acts as if he can transport you to heaven itself. I just can't place my finger on how he gets them all fooled.
To think that he managed to...
Enough, both of you. Come around to reality. The sooner you do, the better. Until then, I pray you two don't do anything foolish.
But we have to accept that Tulsidas will grow from strength to strength. Right now, there is only one copy of Ramcharitmanas. But when it's published, he will be unstoppable.
Only one copy? And where does that one precious copy happen to be?
Why, it lies inside the temple in which Tulsidas narrates the Ramayana.
Well then, my dear Munna, it is time to go prove yourself. You must go tonight itself and steal it. Munna, remember, time is of the essence. I'll come there if you need me. Go!
Jai Ram Ram, 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 Jai Ram
Ram, Jai Ram, 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 Jai 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 Ram.
This night shall be the one that changes it all.
One book shall go missing, and his entire empire shall come crashing down. Ah, there it is. Ah!
Coming out at night may not have been the best idea after all. Wait, my mind is playing tricks on me. Ah! Oh, I have sinned. What folly have I committed?
Munna, what are you blabbering? What took you so long? And where is the book? Or did you already get rid of it?
It was sheer stupidity to think that working for you was noble. Ram, Lakshman and Hanuman guard his house. I have finally realized that Tulsi Das is a chosen messenger of Sri Ram.
How great a devotee has he become? That Ram, Lakshman and Hanuman themselves got the temple for him. Munna, you're speaking nonsense.
Look here, I don't care whether you believe me or not. I told you once and I'll tell you again. God himself guards the temple. I have seen it with my own eyes.
You have gone crazy. Keep quiet while I think of what to do next.
Why should I keep quiet? Gone are the days when I went pale with one look of yours.
Munna, you too? How could you fall into that charlatan's trap?
Oh, holy saint, first look at the pride and jealousy within you. You may as well narrate stories to yourself. I was the last person left who would listen to you. And now, I'm done.
Tulsi Das, you have taken away everything from me. First my wife, then my guru, then my servant. You will pay for this.
Sauvati Bhava, may you enjoy a long and satisfying married life. But what kind of a blessing is this? Have you no heart?
How can you call her a Saubhagyavati? That too, when you see her husband's lifeless body.
Tulsi Das,
This poor girl has had heap after heap of misfortune piled upon her, and yet you mock her like this. Is this a blessing or heartless sarcasm?
What other blessing could I have given? These are the words which Raghunath Ramchandra instructed.
So Raghunath Ramchandra ji instructed you? Well then, tell your Raghunath ji to bring Raja Todarmal's son back to life. Ram's words can never be a lie.
I too believe that the great saint's words cannot go in vain.
Today also Rama's words will come true. Tulsi's Rama will certainly protect the honor of his name.
कहाँ छुपे हो राजा राम आजा राम दीपक बुझा जला जा राम कहाँ छुपे हो राजा राम आजा राम दीपक बुझा जला जा नारी से है संसार एक बिना दूजा बेकार पति उस पार सती इस पार कैसे पार करी मझधार छूटा साथ मिला जा रहा दीपक बुझा जला जा रहा रोको इन्हें नहीं जाने दो अपने घर को फिर आने दो दो दिन तो तुम पिठलाने दो तेरी दया पर इतराने दो मेरा वचन निभा जा रहा दीपक बुझा जला जा रहा
जय राम राम जय राम राम जय राम
राम राम जय राम राम जय राम राम जय राम 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 जय राम राम जय राम राम जय राम 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 जय राम राम जय राम राम जय राम 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 जय राम राम जय राम राम जय राम 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 जय राम राम जय राम राम जय राम 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 जय 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 राम
नारायण नारायण व्हाट टू से ऑफ द लव ऑफ तुलसी The maddening desperation that drove his love, leaving you with no option but to rush to the aid of your child, like the all-knowing mother.
Narad, a child might rummage through all its toys all day, but when the dusk descends, it looks for the comforting warmth of its mother's love. Narad, the creation is my child. Every time I see it stray away from the path of divinity, it pains me. A mother can never let her child stray away. So, I descend from time to time to foster and love my creation.
And Lord, how does a mother feel when a child walks up to her after stumbling and groping in the dark? Like how Tulsi did.
Narad, when the tumbling tender steps of a child finally reach the mother's arms, it's hard to say who is happier, the child or the mother.
For the joy is uniquely transcendental, unblemished by the sense of identity. There no longer exists a duality between Tulsi and me. He is mine and I am his. The purpose of all existence is to realize that Manav he, Madhav hai. This is where the journey begins and this is where the journey ends.
వశముతోనే వికసించు గోగులమేము, నీ చిరునవ్వు చూసి పరవశించిపోయేము, నీ చిన్ని మాట వినగా మై మరచిపోయేము, కరుణతో మము చేరి మనిషిగను మారి మము నీ చెంత చేర్చితివి స్వామి, నీ చెంత చేర్చితివి.
Bye.
Tulsidas bhaje Ramam Ramam. hari hari sumiran hari hari bajo man
ram lakshman janaki jai bolo hanuman ki
ram lakshman janaki jai bolo hanuman ki
ram lakshman janaki jai bolo hanuman ki
balabim
balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim
balabim
balabim balabim balabim
balabim
balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim
balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim
balabim balabim balabim balabim balabim ram lakshman janaki jai bolo hanuman ki
sai ram sai ram sai ram bajo
Sai Ram
bajo Sai Ram Sai Ram Sai Ram bajo
Sai Ram Sai Ram Sai Ram bajo
Sai Ram bajo Sai Ram Sai Ram Sai Ram Bajo
Sai Ram Sai Ram Sai Ram Bajo
Sai Ram Sai Ram Sai Ram Bajo Sai Ram Sai Ram Sai Ram Bajo
Sai Ram bajo
Sai Ram Jo.
Yeshu Pita Prabhu Sai Ram Jo.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram Jo.
Sai Ram,
Sai Ram, Sai Ram Jo.
Sai Ram,
Sai Ram, Sai Ram Jo.
Sai Ram,
Sai Ram, Sai Ram Jo.
Sai Ram,
Sai Ram, Sai Ram Jo.
Sai Ram,
Sai Ram, Sai Ram Jo. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram Jo.
Sai Ram
Jo, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram Jo.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram Jo.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram Jo.
Sai Ram,
Sai Ram, Sai Ram Jo.
Sai Ram,
Sai Ram,
Sai Ram,
Sai Ram,
Sai Ram,
విఠల హరి విఠల
విఠల విఠల హరి విఠల
విఠల విఠల హరి విఠల
విఠల
విఠల భజో హరి విఠల 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 నామ భజో హరి విఠల పాండురంగ విఠల 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 పాండురంగ విఠల 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 నామ భజో హరి విఠల 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 నామ భజో హరి విఠల 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 హరి విఠల 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 సాయి విఠల
రామ 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 సీతారామ శ్రీమ కవి కులమందు జనించి సీతాదేవిని ప్రీతి వరించి భావన రాశిని నీటు బంధించి ఆదరముగ విభీషణు రోచిన రామ రామ హనుమంతుని దీవించి కుడమల రగర విసుకు పాలించి చెండిన కినుకతో వాలిని తుంచి చేరిన వాన విరుల దోచిన
ఆశ్రత కల్పన తీసా పాప ద్వారా
ಜನಮು ಮರಿಯಂತೆಯು ನೀವೆ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮರಿಯಂತೆಯು ನೀವೆ ನಾದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ನಾದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ನಾಗೇಂದ್ರ ಜಯನ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ಓಂಕಾರ ರೂಪ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ
ಭಗವಾನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ